From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Europe reacted too slowly to the turmoil on its borders that produced a huge wave of refugees. That's according to French President François Hollande in a joint speech to the European Parliament with Angela Merkel. I acknowledge that Europe was slow in understanding the tragedy in the Middle East or Africa, but could not have consequences for Europe itself. Hollande added those comments alongside the German chancellor. The comments by both the German and French leaders come as the European Union has started a new operation in the southern Mediterranean Sea to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the bloc illegally. Syrian activists reported fresh airstrikes Wednesday in western Syria, along with attacks by pro-government ground troops, while Russia considered coordinating with the United States and Turkey following criticism of its week-old Syrian campaign. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes hit Hama and neighboring Idlib provinces, with Syrian troops using surface-to-surface missiles in the area. Also Wednesday, the head of the U.S.-trained rebel group called Liwa Sukur al-Jabal told Reuters the Russian airstrikes destroyed the group's main weapons depot in Aleppo province. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu Wednesday said he called on Russia to respect Turkey's airspace. He says, "I'm once again stating very clearly, we will not make any concessions when it comes to our border security or airspace security. We expect every country that respects our borders to respect Turkey's borders." The Turkish Prime Minister renewed criticisms of Russia's airstrikes in Syria. VOA News. International medical charity Doctors Without Borders is calling for an independent panel to conduct an investigation under the Geneva Convention after Saturday's bombing of a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, by U.S. forces. On Tuesday, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, conceded to U.S. lawmakers American forces were responsible for Saturday's strike. In that strike, 22 people, including several staff members of Doctors Without Borders, were killed. Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeastern Nigeria Wednesday, killing at least 15 people. Nigeria's Emergency Management Agency says three bombers set off explosives in the town of Damotoro in Yobe State. Witnesses say one of the early morning attacks near a mosque filled with people at prayer and another struck a housing development. A Palestinian woman stabbed an Israeli man who then shot and wounded her in Jerusalem's Old City after Israel listed some tight security measures imposed after a series of Palestinian attacks. A suspected Palestinian militant later stabbed an Israeli soldier in the southern Israeli town of Kiryat Gat. This is Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld. He says a female terrorist stabbed a 35-year-old man who was injured lightly to moderately, was taken to a hospital inside Jerusalem. Says immediately police responded to the scene. The female terrorist was then shot by the man who was stabbed, and they are continuing to investigate the incident. The Wednesday attacks are the latest violent incidents that are escalating Israeli-Palestinian tensions. The new head of disgraced German automaker Volkswagen said Wednesday that he hopes the company can begin recalling vehicles in January 2016 and perhaps finish repairing all the vehicles affected by its emissions cheating scandal by the end of the year. Matthias Müller told a German newspaper in an interview published Wednesday that he hopes to have all 11 million vehicles adjusted within a year's time. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. This is the organization's Secretary General, Göran Hansen.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanyar for mechanistic studies of DNA repair.
The laureate's work, which later can be used in the treatment of cancer. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.